Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's get the lines on. Let's get the lines going. Let's get the lines on. Let's get the lines going. What's going down, fam? What's going down? You know who this is, your big brother, your little brother. Coming to speak the word of the day with the youth. We're a little bit late with the show, but we getting it. Had to get some things straightened up, taken care of. But long story short, I want to do a live stream today. Let me turn this down for a second.
But long story short, I want to do a live stream today.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I'm in the picture. I got to get in the picture. Okay, I'm in the picture. I'm on with you. I'm on with you. All right, I had to take the mute off for this so I can hear see what's going on here. All right, family, today we getting into this youth thing. And if you want to call in on the show, you're more than welcome to. Guest calling in is 516-595-8279. We are back on the airwaves. This is a show dealing with the youth. As far as trying to get their situation correct, because a lot of times we avoid the teens out there. And with that being said, we just trying to sit here and make things happen.
Yes, calling in. It's 516.
All right, there we go. I done took it off. Okay. Now, I know a lot of y'all probably have already heard and talked about the situation that happened in Florida. That's where I am. A lot of debate, this and that, whatever people's opinion, it is what it is. But long story short, from what I get when I hear people talk, even when I seen some video dealing with, you know, it was a video that was about a hoax or somebody who couldn't know their lines or whatever when it came to reporting an incident. So it's like somebody was giving them a script about the situation with school. Situation is these teens are under pressure, man. That's what uprising is about. Every day they wake up under pressure. And a lot of parents are the ones that put it out their own. You know, y'all go to work, you live your little life, you go have your fun on a weekend or vacation or whatnot, but do y'all stop and consider what that teen life is all about? Because each generation that go by, it changes. It changes. So again, you know, we have to understand what we up against as far as the how can we sit here and help these babies out, because when we put them in harm's way, we quit to point fingers all day. I'm like, come on, man, seriously? You know, how you expect to be on this great wall of talent? And even if it's African-American, at the end, great leaders do great things, you know. Even if they, you know, in a different region, it don't matter. But with this situation that happened with this school, and then the fact you get the Black Panther movie that came out, that brought some inspiration to the table for the baby. Now, whoever want to knock it, you can knock it. But point being is, you know, you have to understand that some people, as life go on with generation to generation, some people don't forget shit, you know? And when them teens see some shit that catches their mind as a youth, they gonna rebel against your ass. Because what y'all been giving them ain't nothing close to what them blew their mind out in the water and got their mind tapped into some shit now. That's all great, because see, now they off and running. But again, you know, you wonder why you have teens that get caught into the rape thing or get caught into molestation or get caught into suicidal shit or trauma shit. I mean, all kind of goddamn thing, you know, that they get bullied and picked on. I mean, every goddamn thing you can list A through Z. So, I mean, you know, what can we sit here and do to protect them babies? I can't sit here and just say, ooh, blah, blah, this is the solution, that's the solution, because I'm just one person. I'm only speaking from one universal mind. Like the queens taught me out there, don't generalize, and I don't do that shit. You got to upgrade. But as far as teens out there who got to survive around other teens and witness this behavior, I mean, it is what it is. But that's why I say, you know, how can we get to this stage to where they, someone passing the baton to? It's like a lot of y'all parents come out here in this world, and the first thing y'all go looking for is a damn check, teaching that baby, leveraging benefits, or you gonna guide them the right way? That leveraging benefits, that's all about making someone else's empire become great. Because y'all don't own no factories, y'all don't own no manufacturing company or anything like that. So which means you got to go buy and give it up. And then your child don't ask for Jordan. Shit, they don't even know shit about Michael Jordan. He ain't played in years. But how they know about Jordan? Because y'all go and get that shit. Same thing with anything else. You dress your child up like a clown, then when they see all these years that you done wasted their damn time, you wonder why they don't want to be shit like you. Again, under pressure. Under pressure. Under pressure. Them babies go to them schools, they'll find someone else who gonna pick at their ass. And someone out there gonna have a stupid ass kid because they ain't raising them right. They gonna pick at them. They gonna find something to mess with them about. Clothes, behavior, attitude, you know, it could be the whole persona or the aura of the person they don't like. And then you get this situation here with this kid going haywire, going Columbine on people. But yet and still, like always, what they do, they make it a color thing, and then what y'all do, you know, what we all do, he Caucasian, they're going to give him the green light. But if it was black, like the brother in Texas, who was capping away, supposedly at cop, you know, what they did to him. See what's prepped for you? I mean, shots out to the brother. And y'all know what video it is when the two young kids was about to fight each other, teens, and one of them was light-skinned, look heavy set with an afro. The other one was, you know, chocolate brother, slim, well petite, and, you know, brother came from out nowhere. Shut it all down. Y'all ain't finna fight. And look at the people recording it. They laughing at you. Again, teens under pressure. Mama don't know what's going on between these two men. But they about to sit here and, you know, and cold deck each other. And who amping it up? A person you calling your buddy. Again, leaders got to have the right tools around them. You got to put the right setting around for these babies. And y'all know this, and y'all, the setting y'all putting around for them, y'all, majority of y'all who being lazy with this is waiting to come out the sky with the Jesus and God shit or that Allah shit or any other thing else shit. Crystals, incense, all that ain't going to guide your babies. because now they're young adults. They're young adults. So you have to understand, people, that, you know, I only got one kid. Majority out there got more than one kid. I'm honored to have a chromosome walking this planet. I mean, honor. Not too many of y'all around here honoring your babies like that. And then you will get jealous when someone do. As if you can compete and do better. But why you ain't doing that shit 24/7 on the clock? See? See, that's how it starts. And then next thing you know, kids get caught up. Because they going by the famous recipe that, you know, listen to your dad or mama knows best. Come on, man. We got to go that extra mile. If you go reach for a lie to case somebody up, well, damn it, go the extra mile for some truth and proof. Your babies want to see some greatness, but y'all keep giving them mediocre shit and going by shit that what someone else made. That's great, but y'all going to buy someone else's greatness. And y'all getting high off that as if it's you who made it. Well, mind y'all. Mind y'all. By the way, this my little monk, okay? As you can see, it's Bahamas, all right? It's your little wood character, don't matter who it is, and get the rubbing with your ancestors. You see what I'm saying? This made out of coconut for y'all who don't know. Play with it. Play with it. But again, greatness, that baton got to get passed. That baton got to get passed. And them babies got to be out there watching, and they, trust me, they see everything. They watching for everything. They watching for everything. So in the end, men got to be like men. Men got to be like men. And y'all got to help them teens out, young men or older men. Big brother, look brother. Got to help them out. You got to help them out, man. Them brothers out there, they're looking for direction so bad, but, you know, they tired of Lil Wayne. They tired of Jay-Z. It's nice, you know, to throw a little, you know what I'm saying? It's nice to do that here or there. But damn it, that ain't what learning is all about. That ain't what them brain cells is all about. How you going to teach your son to be a man? You know, how you going to teach your son to be a soldier, man? Never to raise his hand and punch a woman. Never sit here and wanna steal from an elderly woman or rape a little girl. We already know them the main three violations. We already know that. That's why I say these babies are under pressure. Under pressure. Parents, if you got with somebody who you just upset that you had a baby from or whatever, I'm sorry. Y'all gotta pass that shit up. Because it's no longer about you and that person. We all know this. Because the baton has been passed once the seed got laid. So again, come on now. You being selfish, thinking about yourself or who he with or who she with. Damn it, who your child is around. That's real talk right there. Who the one going to come and embrace you on a sad day? Oh, what's wrong? Oh, it's going to be all right. Your other half don't do that. Well, look at here. Look at here, look at here, look at here. Look at here. Again, this is the kids' corners over here, baby. And y'all got them in a tight hole, parents. You got them in a tight hole. You got them in a tight hole. This is one time where I'm having a discussion and I ain't going in hardcore, you know, how I normally go. I'm falling back on it because, you know, it's family time. It ain't time for me to beat somebody ass the hell up. I say that for a different topic. It's time for me to sit in and say, hey, man, I know you don't like this person over here. I know you don't like this person over here, but y'all once had this in order. What the hell happened? Y'all once had this in serious, serious order. What happened? See? Distraction. You let Betty Sue and Philip and Bob all in your shit, and therefore the ingredients got expanded with more ingredients, and now it ain't the same purity shit no more. That's how that shit happened. Too many people in your inner house. It's okay to express that you feel good about somebody who you love, but damn it, don't tell everybody your joy, because that's only going to bring a magnetism for someone to do something corrupt in your purity of joy. See? And then them babies see that. What you had a kid for, you know, if y'all didn't like the person. What you slept with them for, if you ain't like the person. Oh, I hate his gut. Oh, I hate her. Oh, B, O, F, U, you know, all that crazy MF. But come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm trying to figure out how, one, you supposed to be whatever religion you got going on, but you ain't universal love. Two, I'm trying to figure out how you Black History Month, but you ain't showing no black love. And three, how you sit here and say you love everybody, you want to keep all negativity away from you, you want to be positive with this aura of you that you're goosing up in your head, but you hating your opposition, so supposedly, who was once your mate. Like I said, y'all making them teams get in this corner, tight in this corner. It's real tight in this corner. Not one of us, and I got it. I got all this. Not one of us signed up an application saying we want to go through all this. But if your house is goddamn dirty, what do you do to it? You clean it up. You downsize. You don't add on. You don't compound. You don't compound your damn problem. And that's what them teens see. They see mama under pressure. They see daddy under pressure. Or if they don't get the chance to see either or that much, or hardly ever, or maybe even never. Because you do got orphans out there. What about them? Selfish mommies. I do everything by my... You're not an orphan. Okay? Only one qualified to speak for that is a mother who was once an orphan. The rest of y'all out there, y'all chased everybody away from you. And your babies don't like that. They see how y'all talk on the phone. They see how y'all act when you're mad. And they gonna mimic it. So when they're in the wrong situation, applying it, they mimic you. Again, you got these babies in these corners. Now, I know nothing never nobody's fault. I got the answer. Nothing is never nobody's fault. I got the answer. Again, call us calling in 516-595-8279. If you're going to sit here and put that much heat on your baby, and the main goal you got is to spend that money just to build someone else's empire. Like I said, you wonder why the babies don't want to have their kids around. Scratch your head on that one. Oh, my child hates me. No! What you was doing, mommy and daddy, when you was a teen under pressure, going through segregation and racism, why you don't teach your babies it? Same thing with the grandparents. What you was doing when you was a kid, teenager under pressure, watching black people get hung. Okay. Y'all don't want to dig into the reality part. Y'all run from stuff like track stars, man. Got to come better than this. Got to come better than this. Seriously. Got to come better than this. Another thing I thought about, too, I put a video out there on Facebook, and it showed a mother and her daughter in a classroom, and the daughter tried to bully someone in the classroom. And the mother had her apologize and let the class know, look, I don't raise my daughter to do this. I don't raise my daughter. See, that's good parenting. That's good parenting. We need that. That's good parenting. We need that. That way, even teens who are mothers and fathers, they get to see that. You see? Don't add on to problems. Minimize. Minimize. But don't add on to problems. Another situation I saw that caught my attention, too, that shows me sign of a good mother. A daughter who was a teen, and her son, who was like adolescent age, he was doing something that the mother didn't condone. And the daughter was laughing at it. And the mother had to check the daughter saying, don't laugh at that because he thinks that's something good to do. See, that's the thing. Back to when the brother did, you know, broke up the fight between the two kids. You got people who will sit here and laugh at someone doing something they ain't supposed to be doing, and next thing you know, here we are. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Whenever you're trying to be responsible, you don't go laughing like a goddamn gremlin at it and, you know, I'm going to keep watching this. For what? For what? Shouts out to the queen. Who even made the video, you know, about the silly behind, wretched behind black man who molesting the little girl and they posterizing the picture on Facebook. Shouts out to the queen for saying, why would y'all stick behind people? Watch that. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. Kids got to be great, man. They got to reach. All this. You got Egypt over here. You know what I'm saying? You got explorers over here, slave ships and whatnot, breaking the bondage. You understand? You got your first black president. I know a lot of y'all don't care for that, but some of y'all do care for it. But I mean, you know, we got leaders up here. You even got the brothers during the Olympics hoisting up the black fist. So, I mean, you know, you got greatness all on this board. And you see the African flags up there, the red, the black, and the green. You ain't going to see no red, white, and blue when dealing with this kind of concept that we roll with, you know what I'm saying? And you see right here at the bottom, lest we forget, know thy greatness. Don't do nothing mediocre. Go after greatness. You understand? Always go after greatness. 365 years, as they would say. Some of us know it's longer than that. But again, you know, the babies, y'all can't keep hiding this kind of history from them when, you know, they need to be looking at them pictures. That way they can see the raw experience of what our ancestors have been through. Y'all choose to take them to church, you know, and feed them that, but you won't sit here and feed them the other side of what the church people did. It is what it is, people. It is what it is. Again, like I say, shouts out to a lot of teachers and a lot of people who put a lot of information out there for us to sit here and culminate the information together. Them babies need that. Them babies need that. But like I said, you would get a child or, you know, a young adult who would be around parents who ain't teaching that information. And then when they try to question it, you know, the parent don't know. But they so righteous in their own ways that they want to sit here and say, what? I know best. Listen to me. I'm the parent. Don't worry what that say. Don't worry about what this say. Listen to me. Why would somebody want to be clueless like you if you don't know? And you the damn parent. What damn right and wrong is in it? Is in that? You know? Boy, it's real. It's real. It's real. Like I said, y'all got these kids in the damn corner. Hemmed up. Jacked up. And they trying to peep around that corner so bad, they're trying to just get out the corner. But they can't. Because y'all keeping them there. Boy, bit by bit, the baby's going to see it. The baby's going to see it. I said everything else is under fire right now, but the baby's going to see it. Let's see what we got here. Okay, a half hour left in the show. That's okay. Still rocking and rolling. Still rocking and rolling. But again, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. All right, I had to check my damn mic on this thing and plus check my time limit. But most definitely, like I said, I'm going to be doing this show quite a bit because I want to get some feedback from the youngsters out there who may just want to listen or, you know, they just may be going through some trauma or whatever, something suicidal, and, you know, a person out there ain't giving a damn. You know, or they rather do something else that to buy their time, because that's dismiss that shit for me. You know, I'm the kind of person I'll be willing to sit here and take a bit of time from my day to try and see if I can sit here and do what I can. Most people out there, they're busy with their time. I'm not. I'd rather do something constructive with my time, you know, to help the youth out. I'm always willing to help the youth out. Everybody and anybody who knows me knows that about me. Same thing with an elder person, you know, who needs some assistance. I'm going to come correct. I'm going to always come correct. But, again, I wish more and more people did that as a team. But I don't have that lifestyle, and I don't want that lifestyle of just not caring about people, only caring about myself. That's self-preservation. And if you got kids or a community that you was, you know, grow part of, or even if you got that religious God in your heart, how you gonna even raise a thought in your head about self-preservation? But we'll say that for another topic. Again, the young queens out there and the young kings out there, if you haven't seen the Black Panther movie, I suggest you get out there and go and check it out. You know, I understand that it's Hollywood or whatever, but it will inspire you, if it can, to do whatever great things if it touches you that way. Anything else that would inspire you to go and create or start crafting things, that's the one thing. We need a generation of babies that want to create, not a generation of people who want to create a damn lot. We don't need that. We done went through all that. No, no more of that. That's boring. Rather go through creation. That way y'all can never be relying on people or a system all the time. You're relying on each other. You're relying on each other. If you got some sort of a stress problem that's linked to drugs or that's linked to alcohol, all right, I suggest you just start hitting that gym. Start pumping that iron, you know. If you ain't got no gym, damn it, go inside your damn living room. Start pulling up the couch on one side, doing some curls. There's stuff in your apartment or your house or wherever you lay at or wherever you hang at, you can grab it, you know, get busy on it. But ain't no need in going around trying to find baby mama or, you know, the new girlfriend or the girlfriend you don't like and you just pounding away. For what? For what? We don't need cowards. We don't need cowards. Got enough of that. We don't need cowards. You got your little problem? Matter of fact, what I suggest you teens started doing, start doing the background check on your own goddamn family. Check mama, check daddy, check grandma, check granddad, on back to whoever else. Because whatever they got in them, got in you. But it's up to you to figure out how to master that shit to where, you know, you ain't all over the place. Not like how they are, easy to distract. You got to have your mind straight focused on an agenda that's going to sit here and make things much easier for the common ground. Like I said, again, we didn't ask to be born. Ain't no application that say, hey, sign this while I'm inside mama's belly. No, that ain't going to cut it. But you do have responsibility. You do have responsibility. And it's a responsibility I know we didn't ask for, but somebody created the work for it. Somebody created the habit. And the people who created the havoc is the same one who got to fix the problem. Because you allowed someone to chase you away from what you're supposed to be doing. You know what you're supposed to be doing, but you let other people chase you away from what you're supposed to be doing. So again, parents, you got to hop on something that's going to sit here and make this communication between your children much, much tighter. Okay, because it don't make no sense. You teaching them one thing on one stick, meanwhile, you know, something dumb's going to happen later on around the corner. I mean, you got a video out there on Facebook where kids acting up in the classroom. The black teacher in there, you know, she getting overwhelmed. Then you got a light-skinned kid in there, you know, he, young man, he acting crazy. You got a sister in there rolling around the floor with leather boots on and whatnot. Young queen don't know what to do with herself. See what I mean? Now, your parents watching this, you know you're supposed to, no, you know, ain't you know supposed to know better. Y'all, they saw y'all do something stupid. They mimicking y'all. Here we is again. Teens under pressure. Teens under pressure. We mimicking again. That girl left the house, and she know damn well her mama saw her in the way she looked. Now, I ain't knocking the outfit because she well-groomed, but if you well-groomed, what the hell are you doing rolling around on the damn classroom floor? All on the in the classroom, not classroom, but the school grounds, bubble gum, all kinds of things. Smoke cigarettes and everything. It's a high school. And then they come to the classroom with it, but you want to roll around on the floor in it? And why the queen can't sit here and teach y'all and y'all can't behave? Again, mimicking mama and daddy, mimicking somebody. Because the young man, student in his classroom, he was ready to hit the lady. I'm like, man, come on, yo. What stage we at where we got to sit here and look at the craziness, man? Avoid the craziness. When somebody go in, they go in. They trying to sit here and touch something that y'all scared to touch on because y'all damn well know y'all crazy behind probably act up in class before. And they ain't care. Y'all set y'all babies up, man. And you wonder why they don't know thy greatness. They don't know it. They don't know the red, the black, and the green. They don't know these flags up here, okay? They don't know them. They don't know it. Somebody will wear something just for celebrity purpose. Oh, I got a Malcolm X shirt. You don't even know what Malcolm X was about. I got a Martin Luther King shirt. You don't know what the late Martin Luther King was about. Not the early. Not the during. But the one who flipped the script and was talking about black economics, Martin Luther King, before they assassinated him. That's, see, y'all don't study that. Y'all don't study that. We all these great leaders up here that put in work. That put in work. All that I can say is, you know, for people who want to live that celebrity life, and you want to try and trap these kids and, you know, to buying your world and taking care of you. So, you know, even if they were to come and get an autograph from you, you're going to throw them at their face. You teach all this crazy stuff with the lyrics and the wordplay in your song, but yet and still, you know, you can't even come out here and do good in the world. Oh, somebody got a football league. Big deal. You're doing that for donations just so you can sit here and get the government off your back. Go an extra mile longer than that. Oh, somebody giving out turkey. Own a turkey farm. Provide some jobs. Own a chicken farm. Do something. Bring in livestock. Anything. Don't sit here and go and get something from someone else and then bring it to the spot and say, oh, this is, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. You get people out here who want to sit here and clone someone else's thing, and they're making it like they're the one who bring it out. Weak. Weak. Mediocre. Weak. I'm going to keep drilling y'all with this. This is only the start of it. This is only the start of it. I'll make sure, trust me, black women worldwide, yeah, y'all anthem coming. Already starting. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. See a change in direction as far as the way this thing is flipping ever since, you know, people started waking up heavily, which is good. Always good to have some change going in the right direction. Y'all just do it without no distraction or limit that thing. Catch it. Catch yourself before you don't see yourself getting caught. That way you won't never get caught up. You can dig that? Damn, man. These babies, we got to relieve some of that pressure. Get that foot off their neck. Y'all got to start learning to identify some things that's going on in your household. The baby's out here trying to ride the wave of success, but how they going to be successful if mama and daddy having a hard time keeping a job or trying to get a job? Stuff, man. And when they see stuff is hard because of where we at in the good old U.S. of A., everywhere else, them babies learn what? They have to learn everything from A through Z. Here in America, they teach y'all multiple choice, so it's a guessing game. Prime example, if you want something done and you're trying to go through the process of paperwork and whatnot, again, multiple choice, you turn paperwork in, all of a sudden they tell you, oh, we didn't get this, we didn't get that. Multiple choice. Somebody do their job right. They chose to do something different. Well, you know, if you sent one particular paperwork, why they ain't get the rest? Why they ain't get the rest? It's just that simple. You got these kids in the corner. Little boys trapped, but you want them like men. You want them like men. I don't get that. I really don't get it. You want them like men. looking for that knight in shining armor. You're looking for Daddy Rich. You're looking for somebody who already going to have it laid out for you. All you got to do is just show up like it's a club. Free drinks, free this, free that. All I got to do is just show up. Church giving away free food. All I got to do is just show up. He like, he got some money, girl. All I got to do is just show up. My baby needs the homework done. She's having a problem with this particular portion that's on the test, and she needs the help with studying. I ain't going to show up. Your child looked depressed like somebody trying to bully you. I ain't going to worry about it. You notice I say I ain't in both. Okay. Boy, looky here. Teens, don't worry. Somebody out here still love you, okay? Somebody out here still love you, still willing to do things with you, still willing to help you out. See that sad look on your face, willing to want to find out what's wrong. You ain't got to tell me your business. Just, you know, let's work it out. It ain't that bad. But somebody trying you in a harmful way, physically or something like that, man, you need to let somebody, you know, some hardcore people know that. That way they can go and straighten that out for you. They'll clean your house. They'll clean your house. Straight up, they'll clean your house. So, I mean, it is what it is. But with that being said, think that, you know, everybody is like a parent that at that point in time, they ain't caring about what you're thinking of because they mind on got distracted. Note that. Just keep a sharp mind on that as a teenager. A mind is distracted, so, you know, you got to play that like a chess move, you see? So with that being said, if you sitting there going through your thing and you stressed out, you see mommy going through their thing or daddy going his thing, and either a parent, they ain't caring, you know, your first thought, who am I going to tell, or I got to get abused, and no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. All these brothers out here that speaks the truth and everything, that you know, they'll give you some advice. They'll hear you out. Call them up. These people ain't got these videos that's on VHS that got YouTube, got their number still on there. You got archives of numbers that's still active. All you got to do is call these leaders. They'll, you know, give you some information on what to do and what not. They ain't going to act biggity with you. Or if not, if you can't reach them, somebody who, they'll work it out with you. Always look for greatness. The only way you're going to find greatness, you got to go to somebody who got that greatness already. You see? You got to get that greatness already. You can't go find great advice from somebody who mediocre. Nah, that ain't going to cut it. They're going to tell you some other thing that's going to totally throw your whole solution off whack. It is what it is. Got 14 minutes left in the show. So far, we ain't had no callers, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Started day one. I ain't worried about it. As long as somebody hear it, as long as you hear it, and you like what you hear, and you think that you can hear some more, and I'm tapping into certain things that's willing, you know, for you to open your ears and your mind, this ain't for me to control you, mind control, no. This is for you to open up your own mind to go grab and put that damn thing on your wall, like a damn trophy. Put that head on your wall. That's what you do with your greatness. You go hunt, hunt, hunt on your wall. Period. Don't play with this. Don't play with it. Execute. That's the key thing. Execute. You got to always want to execute. So in the end, it is what it is. We can all be the most respectable thing that a queen would love. Like men. Like men, instead of being out here doing something stupid, crapping on people or pissing on people. We have common sense to minimize our problem and go use the bathroom. That's how that works. You don't go around using the bathroom on everybody. And that's what, you know, a lot of y'all out there do. You go out there and show these babies it's a bad example to do this and that. And like the goofy gremlin one, they'll laugh at it, and then they'll repeat it. I call them gremlins. You got black people who will sit here and laugh at something that they think is stupid, but it's a serious situation. But what can you do against that kind of mind? The plantation is what the plantation undid. Anybody else serious with their common sense, they would go down, you know, and go the opposite way with all that crazy. Again, teens, you got brothers out here who care. You got sisters out here who care. You got sisters out here who are guide you and teach you right. Just don't try to crap on them. You're trying to get, you know, an advantage or something. Don't come out there with that leverage and benefit to that. Hey, you out of here. They're handling it quick. Same thing with the brothers out there. And for you sisters out there who crapping on the young brothers, note this here. Them brothers belong to our army. The last thing we need is somebody messing with the army. So do you really want to take it that route? Put one of our members on child support? Do you really want to take it that route? That's why I say stop coming with that selfishness, that selfish disease. Now, it's like, man, I don't care. Man, look here, we don't care neither, but them sisters don't care. And them queens will sit here and jack you up. We ain't got to hit you. They're going to knock you loose. We ain't got to sit here and touch you. The most a person going to do is sit back and watch it and say, see? Told you hard-headed behind, but nah, you ain't want to listen. Why? Because you on your high horse, just riding away. I'm on my high horse. Ain't nobody knock me down. Me, myself, and I. Not your babies. Nope, me, myself, and I. Not something you had in your stomach for 9 months. Nope, me, myself, and I. That way, that individual going to hatch some more me, myself, and I. And then you wonder why y'all get the crazy baby daddies that you get. They just leave you and go irresponsible. Ain't gonna cut it. Ain't gonna cut it, ain't gonna cut it, ain't gonna cut it. The babies are being robbed of heavy opportunity. And I think there's a video out there I've seen on Facebook that showed Tyree talking about don't let your children be raised by wolves. And see, that's a situation that a lot of you selfish females do. And then you create selfish myths. And then you turn around and play this selfish game. Well, look what you men do. We're not the first teachers. I'm lost with this tit-for-tat game y'all like to play. But we're not the first teachers. So then when the teens under pressure get involved, you know, you ain't got the solution for them to help them out. Come on, man. This thing became dead and dead, like, you know, whatever. Them babies got to always be prepped for whatever is coming. And if y'all silly behind is taking time for granted, and ain't prepping them, you're lost. You're lost. Don't blame nobody because you're waiting for something to come out the sky. You keep smoking. Smoke with them clouds. You just keep waiting for something to come out the sky. That's why these babies laughing at y'all, man. What most they doing is pimping and waiting for you to go. Because they know you ain't teach them that. So now they got to sit here and figure things out on their own for themselves, thanks to you not teaching them that. I tried. They don't listen. No, you don't listen. Because you ain't reading the damn domino. You don't listen. Stop sitting here making it seem like you know everything, or like you figure that, ooh, I don't want to teach my child this and that. They ain't old enough to know it yet. Okay. Okay. Y'all always come with some lame excuse to set these babies up in this corner, man. And then this whole damn poster easily supposed to be caked up with a crap load of, I mean, it's supposed to be so much pictures on this damn thing to where ain't enough room. Look how you get to see the background in this. And what year this came out in? Any copyright date for this? They ain't got one. But anyway, point being is, this whole thing is supposed to be caked up with people. That let me know that a lot of people ain't doing that. They only talking. They ain't doing that. It's nice to be associated with a peer. Ooh, we built this greatness. We did this. We did this. They did that. That was their chapter, their time in history. We ain't building nothing but wasting precious time. That's all we built. Goddamn, somebody should come out with a book or a video, how to waste precious time. Let's build off of it. But ain't nobody honoring our past, and that's what it has right here. Honoring our past, inspiring our future. If you busy sitting here sabotaging someone else's thing, you ain't honoring the past. And you damn sure ain't prepping anything for the future if you're trying to set someone else up or busy trying to pimp them or coming with the leverage and benefit syndrome. All right. Okay. It is what it is. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left in this thing. All right. Okay. We're back on here.
We got about 5 minutes
Hold
left
on.
In this thing.
Let me take off the waiver again. All right. Okay. Okay. We off the waiver. That way I don't want to be hearing echoes like I'm at a ballpark. But again, I'm going to start, like I say, bringing up some situations, some news clips and articles involving teens under pressure. I mean, it's a lot of them out there, man. A lot of the situations where them babies is going through that serious fire. And some of y'all can identify because y'all went through it. Like I said, I'm not done with my other show I'm going to bring out next. Black Women Against Abuse. We're going to sit here and dig in. Queen, don't come in claiming some victim role when you the one that ignited the problem. Don't come in doing that because you're going to get ate up. You know you started something? Atone. Since you went to your religion thing. Atone. That's why the babies keep continuing that tradition of screwing the nation over. Why? Because y'all don't teach them how to atone. Because y'all act like y'all scared to know when, you know, you want to lie all the time. I ain't do nothing wrong. Can't tell the truth worth the flip a damn quarter. It is what it is, man. But most definitely, I hope that some of this information grasps the teens out there, the youth. And most definitely, I will be back on with another live video, kicking in with the teens, trying to get them out the corner. Pull them out the corner. Get them on out the corner, man. Go and find you something to do. You got to give them some inspiration. Can't just keep yawning in their face. That ain't going to cut it. When last time y'all was like let the kid be a kid. I mean, y'all, the young man or the young woman be a kid, and just let them come with some inspirational things. The children like to inspire themselves by creating stuff all the time. They love to create. But as they get older, for some odd reason, y'all let a lifestyle of fashion just the hell with that creation of stuff. I want to go buy. Then you forget how to create. So when you're in school, oh, I don't like science. I don't like math. I don't like all that dealing with numbers, chemistry, and whatnot. I don't like to cook. That's a new thing. How you don't like to cook? That's an art. That's craft. It ain't just feeding yourself. That's a craft. Okay. Well, most definitely, like I said, I will be back on. I will be back on, most definitely. Let's see. Let me see. All right, no, that'll be it, because I was going to say something, but I'll save it for next show. 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 I'm probably doing something over there at the Cayo City Library with the youth over there. Some of the teens wanting to get me with some video and audio things they want to do. So I'm like, all right, we're going to work some things out with the youth just to show some inspiration for our future and make sure they honor the past at the same token. So, again, people, this your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. Remember, never break the Harriet Tubman rule. 20, 40, 60 deep. Never sleep, baby. Never sleep. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. Always looking and digging that information up for the people. I will see y'all in the next episode, man. I'm out. Think that'll be it for this live show, too. Take care, people.